Hebrews chapter 2, part 3. This message by Brother William Maron Brenham was delivered on Wednesday evening, August 28, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Maheveru kauhanyo ya buveli, kalulo ya bulalu. Lingusale kamuzwale William Maron Brenham nelikutalizwe la bulalu mazibwana muyana 28, 1957, Ilifa Branham Tabernacle, mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
The 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th chapter from there in, oh my. Have your pencil and paper and everything ready. Or I believe the Lord is going to give us a great time.
Yavu 7, yavu 8, yavu 9, kauhanyo yavu 10. Kuzwa mwahali mwani, oh mawi. Muwe ni potolo tuyamina nipampiri. Nilika zengu kaufela mwitu kise.
Now where Paul is exalting and placing positionally the Lord Jesus. Now if we get through this tonight, Sunday morning, which the most of this is going to blend right in with Sunday morning's message because it's separating the Sabbath. That's a great question amongst Sabbatarians today.
Chwale Luka, Paulusi usweli kutunafaza ni kutomahanya mwasiwa kamule na Jesu. Chole haiba luka fila busi ubo, la sunda kakusasana, mane zengu zayo na kau fila lika lumelela na nilingusa la kakusasana la sunda, kakuli kikuwa ba sabata. Yani kuna puzo yetuna mwala sichaba saba sabata kachenu.
And I would invite you all to come for Sunday morning, for which is right, Saturday or Sunday for worship. What does the Bible say about it?
Mi na mimema kau fila mina, kutala sunda kakusasana. Kakuli, kii fielu kile, kila perekelo kambala sunda la kutola pela.
And this book is separating law and grace and is placing each one to its place. The Hebrews was raised by the law and Paul was telling him what grace played with law.
Kana vivele ulezisi kama nisayona, mikacholo hekambaki, Vuka ye isuelikuwa wa mulao nisi shemo. Mi isuelikuwea ye ngwini ye ngwini mwasiwa kasayona. Maeveru ni waulisizwe kamulao. Mipa ulusi na wavulele asene siyezizwe kisi shemo kamulao.
Now, let's get just a little background. Now we're going to start back. By the way, I got me some reading glasses. Maybe I can, if I happen to make a spill tonight, I got them. You know, I just like 2 years and being 50 years old. And I don't see like it used to close to me.
Chwale, alukalise ni makalelo azona chwale. Luka kalisiza kwa mulaho. Nivulele chwana ni tekezima glasi ya kubalisa. Mwendina akona, aiba nikaba ni nikuli suru la usi ubo. Ninanizona, mwaziba kuli ninani, nisi alezu fela kimia haemive likuli, nive walili moze mashumi ya kitali zoza kupepwa. Mea nisa abona mwone nivonelanga, bukaofi nina.
On my sight, I began to notice the words blurring. I thought I was going blind. I went for an examination and the doctor said, no, you're just past 40, son.
Fani kubona kwaka, nikalakule mwakuli manzu ya mangwi akala kutima. Neni mpulakuli na abasi bofu. Nenile kwa kutatubiwa, doko taabule akuli awa, kona osafiti la fila mashumi ya mane mwanake.
Ali said, if I live be old enough, it might come back again, get that short sight back again.
Kihande kihali, haiba nikapila kubayasu peze ahulu, akuna kukutahape.
He said, now you can read your Bible if you push it out from me. I said, yes. So after a while, your arm's not going to be long enough.
Mia alichole wako na kubala vivele ya hao. Aiba wika shiza kwa ule niwe na. Sanili eni. Ali kasamu laonya analizola hao halina kubala ili tele la hulu.
And so I hope now in this studying that this little Collins Bible has a good size print in it. I can make it out pretty well. But when we get over to big, deep places where we got to take the New and Old Testament and blend it together, I got a small Schofield.
Mika cholo na asepa chole mwapaloye, kulinio na vivele ye nyani ya Collins ye, ina ni mingolo ye mituna hande mwala ayona, na kuna kuivona hande luli. Kono halu kene mwaliva kaze tuna, ze tungile, mwono na nikunga testamente ye ncha, ni testamente ya kale, luna nikulikopanya hamoho. Nina ni Schofield ye nyani.
And I'm used to the Schofield Bible, its markings. I don't read the Scofield notes now because I don't agree with Scofield on many of his theories, but I do like the way it's set up because it's I've had it for a long time and read it and so much kind of know how to find my subject.
Mini tu aizi bibele ya Scofield mingolo ya yona. Hanibala angilita baza Scofield chwale, kakuli ya nilu melani ni Scofield mwali kazengata za alituto za hai. Kononi nitabela moiba kanyelizwe, kakuli ki nivile niyo nafana kwe telele ni kuibala nizengata chwalo. Kufitela niziba mwakufumane ya tuto yaka.
This is all new to me, teaching, and I'm not much of a teacher, but you put up with me for a little while, I'll tell you the truth as far as I know it anyhow.
Ye kabwino wayo na kie nchakuna, ya kuluta, mea ni muluti ya chukile. Konumuni swalefana kwenye nafila, nikamibulea niti, kamoni zibela, nitengi.
Now, this book is Paul, you remember, he was, how did we find him? He was a great teacher to begin with, or a great scholar. And he was trained in the Old Testament.
Chwale buka ye kipa ulusi, mwapula, nali, nelumu fumani chwani. Nali muluti omutuna kakukala. Kamba muituti omutuna. Mina lutilwe mwa testamente ya kale.
Can anybody tell me now who he found his teacher was? Gamaliel, one of the noted teachers of the day.
Kana kuna niyako na kunivulele la chwale kuli muluti wa hai nelimangi. Gamaliele, alimungi waba luti baba bukwa la baliza zila hai.
And then Paul, we find out one day before he was called Paul. Can anybody tell me what his name was? Saul. And he was a great authority in Jerusalem, a religious authority.
Michole Paulus ilufumanakuli za zilelingwi, kale asika vizwa Paulusi, kunani yako nakunivule alivizo la hae, Saule. Mina alimata matuna mwa Jerusalema, mata abula peli.
And he come up as a real trained religious man. He could speak 4 or 5 different languages and a very smart man.
Miki hata asina, sinayalu tibe hande, muna wabula peli. Na kuna kubula ya mishobo, ye mine kambaye ketalizo yeshutana. Mina alimuna ya butalia hulu.
Well, did his education and smartness help him? No, he said he had to forget all he knew in order to learn Christ.
Kihande kana tuto, ye ni butali wa hae, nilimutu sise nji. Vaatili, na vulezi kuli nana ni kuliva lakao fela za naziba, ilikuli ai tute kreste.
So we find out then it doesn't take a smart man or an educated man. It takes a man that's willing to humble himself before God, regardless of how.
Kacholo lufumana kuli, chwale hasilwali muna ya talifile kamba muna ya itutile. Silwala muna ya itakaleza kuikokobeza ilie na fapira mulimu. Hakuna taba kamba kize chwani.
Did you know Dwight Moody was so uneducated till honest his writings were poor as I don't know what. They had to fix up his messages all the time. He was such a poor writer, very uneducated.
Kana mwaziwa kuli Dwight Moody na asika ituta hulu kufita mungolo wa hai neli omu maswa hulu inge nto yeni sazibi. Nebana nikungunga hanya mangusa hai kana kukaufela. Nali wa mungolo omu maswa hulu hulu. Ya asika ituta sitimbisa mafelelezo.
Do you know that Peter and John of the Bible were so unlearned till they couldn't even write their own name and wouldn't know what lay before them?
Kana mwaziwa kuli Petros ni Joani, vamwa bibele, nebasikai tuta kufitela mane bapale lwani haiba kungola mabizo abona, mine basa azibi, zene lifapila abona.
The apostle Peter who had the keys to the kingdom wouldn't know his name signed before him. Think of it.
Mi mu apostola Petrosi, yana aswelili notolo za mubuso. Nasa zibilibizo la hai leli ngozu fapila hai. Munaane kazona.
The Bible said that he was ignorant and unlearned.
Amen.
So that gives me a chance. Amen. Yes, sir. That goes right on down to find that God could do that to a man.
Vivele ibrezikuli na alisi timbi miyasikai tuta. Kacholo seo sinifakolo. Amen. Hei nisha. Saa nisazula piliku shetumuka. Kufumana kuli mulimu na ize cholo kumutu.
Now, and we find out as soon as Paul had a great experience, I want to ask you, is it an experience to come to Christ? Does everybody have an experience? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a birth. It's an experience.
Chwale, milufumana kuli, haivile fila Paulus na vile ni kutwisiso, ni watakumibuza. Kana kikutwisiso yewe ya kutea kukreste. Kana kuna niyana ni kutwisiso, Enisha, kikupepwa, kikutwisiso.
And so we were in a Lutheran college not long ago. I had the privilege this afternoon, late, supposed to be there at 12 o'clock for dinner with Tom Hare. How many ever heard of him? The famous Irish prayer warrior. And he's been with this brother Epp on his program and appeared here in many places in America.
Mikacholo, neluli mwa college ya Lutherani, hakika la ahulu. Nenivire nilito onolo musiali wo, kasamula onyana, neniluke la kubakwani katu elufu kiloko. Kwa mulalelo ni Nito Muhaire, kiwabaka iwa kile wa mutwa, muika ya zibahala wa mu Irish, nduwa lumewata pelo. Mi uvile ni muzwale epu, fatu kiso ya hae, mi ubona ala mo mwala libaka zengata mwa Amerika.
And I had dinner with him today, and we were just about 3 hours late, about 3:30, quarter to four when we eat, but it was all right. And we were discussing on these things of how that Jesus Christ is the head of all things.
Mine nina nimulalelo niye na kachenu. Mine ruli ninilie ile kali hola zetalu. Nese elibu kaufi nisili seti, bu kaufi nyanani fo halucha. Konone lifela ntuende. Mine lusweli kui kambota kali kaze. Kamo Jesu Kriste abezi toho yali kakaufela.
Now, when Paul found this out, he had this experience, and then before he would accept this experience, it must be back to the Bible.
Chwale, mi Paulus yana afumani se hande, na vile ni kutwisi soye, mi aska muhela kale kutwisi soye, ilukela kukutela kwa bibele.
And we find out that he left and went into another nation. And there he stayed for 3 years searching the scripture to see if his experience was right.
Mirufu manakuli kuli azwa miayo kena mwana haisili. Mitengi ayo inami hae milalu inza valisi sa mangolo kuli abone haiba kutwiso ya hae neilukile.
Now we realize that he had a great thing to face. He had to come back and tell his church and all the people the very things that he had persecuted was right.
Chwale lule mwakuli na vile ni ntwe tuna ya kutalimana niona. Na kutileku yokandeke la keleke ya hae sichaba kaufela. Onalika luli zana nyandi sakuli nililu kile.
Did you have to do something like that? Certainly nearly all of them. Have to go back and say them people that we call holy rulers come to find out they were right. See? That's it. We just had to turn around and the things that we once hated we now love. It's a conversion, a strange thing.
Kana ne mukae za ntwe chwalo. Kani niti mane luli kaufela nebaizize. Mine bakutile kuyobulela kuli. Sichaba selubiza kuli bapikulu ibaba kenile. Hani tole muha kantine bali baba lukile. Mwabona. Kona chwalo. Lwa sikulu hela fela kwa tuko. Milika zene luto yanga sapili. Chwale lwa lilata. Kichi ncheho ntoye nche hakalo ye ipitezi.
I made that statement of holy roller. There is no such a thing. There's no such a thing. But they call people that. Holiness people. But there's no holy rollers, there's no such a thing.
Chwale, nivulezi manzwi aukuli, kimu pikulu hii yake nile. Hakunasika sisi chwalo. Kono babi zasi chabasa nikuli, kiba atubaba kenile. Kono hakunaba pikulu hii baba kenile. Hakunasika sisi chwalo.
There's no record of any church ever recorded like that as far as I can see. Of the 960 something different denominations, there is no such a denomination as holy roller. It's just a name that the devil tacked on the church.
Hakuna piho nieka na mwakeleke ye kile ya ngolo asina chwalo. Kuyaka moni kona kuponela mwala liko pano ze mianda ye 9 ni 6 kana fahalimu. Ze shutana hakuna kopano ye vizwa kuli kimu pikulu yake nile. Fela ki kilibizo lawe ile diabolosi fakeleke.
But they call them in that day, how many knows what they call them in the day of Paul? Heretics. You know what heretic means? Crazy. It's crazy people. So I'd just soon be called a holy roller as a heretic, wouldn't you? So if they was called that and rejoiced.
Kona mone baba vizeza, mwali zazilani. Kibabaka ibaba ziba mone baba vizeza, mwali zazila paulusi. Bahanyezi. Mwali ziba seo kuhanyeza kutalusa. Kuliangana. Kiba tu baba liangana. Kacholo ni kabizu wa fila chwanongu faa kulimupikulu yake nile. Kakuwa muhanyezi, njitwani. Kacholo haiba neba bizi wa chwalo ni kunyakala la.
And what did Jesus say for us to do about it? He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted the prophets before you. They did it.
Mikisika maisana bulezi Jesu, seluna nikweza kazona, naize, mutabe, mimunyaka lalea hulu. Kakuli mpuzo wami na kio mutuna, oli mwali halimu. Kakuli ki, mwaba nyandise Elizabeth profita babane, balisa pili kumina. Nebaize chwalo.
That to be exceedingly glad. Anything exceedingly is lifted way up. Real happy. And the disciples, when they was found worthy to bear the reproach of the name of Jesus, they rejoiced with great joy that they could bear the reproach of his name.
Kuizwe kuli, munyaka lalea ahulu, sikaka ufila asisi fitelezea ahulu, kinzila epa hami, tabo ya niti. Mivalutiwa, ane bafumani kulu wala maswa bi alivizola Jesu, neba nyakala lakati ya wetuna, kulinibalu wala maswa bi alivizola hae.
In the day, many people today, if they'd have to call them the holy roller, they'd count out, my, maybe I was wrong to begin with. But they was happy about it, oh my, the bearer of the name.
Mika chenu, batu wabanga ataka chenu, haiba neba kaa viza mupikulu yake nile, neba kaa kuba mafafasi, mawi, muendine nifosize kakukala. Kono nebata vile kakweza chwalo. Oh, mawi, kulualali vizo.
Now in the second century, they call them crossbacks. That's when the Christians used to pack a cross on their back to show that they were crucified with Christ. They call them crossbacks.
Mechwale mwali nako zama sika abubeli, nebawa vizakuli sifapano famikokoto. Zani nelili nako foba kreste inge balualanga lifapano famikokoto abona. Kubonisa kuli nebata kisizwe ni kreste. Baba bizakuli lifapano famikokoto.
Now I know the Catholic calls themselves that, but that wasn't the Catholic Church. It was the Protestant Church. Before it was called Protestant Church, it protested nothing but sin.
Chwale, na aziba bakatolika abai pizanga chwalo. Kono ya anine sikeleke ya bakatolika. Nelikeleke ya abai panguli, kale isika bizakuli keleke ya abai panguli. Neisa alwa nisinto isili, kwa nda asivi, kihona.
The reason it's called Protestant Church today is because it protested the Catholic dogma. But it was non-sectarian at that time when they were called crossbacks.
Liba kale vizizwa kuli kikeleke ya baipanguli kachenu. Kakuli na ipanguzi kwa tuto ya tumelo ya katolika. Kono ki nitengi na isinami luluani kamiseto mwali na kozani. Hane vizizwa kuli lifapano famikokoto.
Just get the history of Josephus and the other writers and Hossus to Babylons and so forth, and you'll find out that that's right. That there was not no church. The first organized church ever was the Catholic Church about 300 years after the round of the last apostles.
Munge fila litabaza kale za Josephus, niba ngoli babangwi, nilitabaza hislop za kuli two Babylons. Nize mwichwalo, memu kafumana kuli yeo kiniti. Kulinebasi li keleke. Keleke ya pili yene onga ongilwe, yene liyo na kaufila, nili keleke ya katolika. Mwendikami ya haa ye mianda ye milalu, kana kwa ya apostola wa mafelelezo.
About 300 years later, the Catholic Church was organized and a persecution set in and forced the people into the Catholic Church. And they had church and state united.
Mwendika samula wa miha ye mianda ye milalu, kileke ya katolika ya ungaongiwa, minya ndiso ya kena matengi, miya hapeleza sichaba kukena mwa kileke ya katolika, mine bana ninaha ni kileke zeswalani.
That was after what was so-called the conversion of Constantine from paganism to Catholicism. But if anybody ever read his history, he wasn't converted. The things that he did, oh my.
Sani nilika samulao, sene sibizwa kuli chincheo ya Constantine. Kuzwa mwabu hede ni kutaha kwa bu katolika. Kono haiva kuna ni ya kile abala litabaza haiza kale. Na asika chinchiwa likazana ezize. Oh mawi.
The only thing he ever done religious was put the cross on the St. Sophia Church. That's the only thing he ever done acted even religious. He was a reprobate, but they call it his conversion. This about compares with some so-called conversions today.
Sika fela sana ezisiza bulapeli, nilikuwe asifapano sakeleke ya St. Sophia. Ya nikona nto ino sifela ya naezize. Yene ezizwe kabulapeli. Nalimu muhanyezi. Konona aliviza kuli kichincheo ya hae. Sina hane lukali vapi safela ni kuchinchiwa kwa kachenu.
Now, but we find out when Paul got converted and had this real experience, he was absolutely turned around. And you know conversion means to be turned around? You're going this way and you turn and start back this way. Yes, sir, it's a turnaround. About face.
Chole konolufu manakuli Paulusi anachinchizwe mina avile nikutwisi soyanitie na asikulu hile luli kakufelelela. Mimu aziba chinche witalusa kufetuha kufelelela. Hau ya kanzila ye, mimu afetuwa nikukalisa kuya kanzila ye, enisha, kikufetuwa kukufelelezi kutalima kwa mulaho.
And Paul, as soon as he was converted, before he could ever make his experience, now he had a marvelous experience.
Mi Paulusi anasa chinchizwe, asika wakale nikutwisiso ya hai. Tole na avile nikutwisiso, ye nde hakalo.
Now I believe when you accept Christ, just as your personal Savior, it is an experience. I believe the joy of knowing your sins forgiven just thrills your heart through and through.
Chwale na rumela hamuamuela kreste, kakubafela mpulusi wa mina, kikutwisiso. Na rumela tabu ya kuzibakuli sivisa hao siswalezwi. Zeo litabisa fela pilu ya mina, nako ni nako.
But then when the blessed Holy Spirit comes down, that's an experience, that new birth that you'll never forget. You become a child of God. Here's what does it.
Kono chole moya oke nile ofu yozu ya uta afafasi. Yeo kona kutwisiso, kupepwa kukuncha kwa ani, kulihamuna kulibala, mufetu wa kubamu anamulimu, mikisefa, sisi ezahala.
How do you know it, Brother Branham? Now, these are teaching lessons. Many people, the Methodists try to say, they shouted when they got it. Well, that's all right. If you got it and shouted, okay. Because you shouted wasn't a sign you had it. Because a lot shouted and didn't have it.
Kana uziba chwa nizeo mzole Branham, chwale ze kili tuto za kulutiwa. Batu wabanga ataba Methodist, bali kakubula kuli, neba huile haba wamuhela. Kihande zeo kaufaya kizende, haiba unaniona, nikuhua kulukile, kakuli uhuile. Nesisi suposa kuli unaniona, kakuli babanga ataba huile kono abasikaba niona.
The Pentecostal said, they spoke in tongues, they got it. That's all right, if you spoke in tongues and got it, all right. But you can speak in tongues and still not have it.
Bapente kota baize, ane babulezi kamalimi, neba wamuhezi. Zeo kaofela kizende, hai babulezi kamalimi, nikuwa muhela, kulukile. Konumu wako na kubulela kamalimi, imbo nitengi hamunaona.
So you see, after all, it is the experience of passing from death to life. When all the old things die and all things become new, Christ becomes real.
Chwale, kacholo mwabona, kasamula wazeo kaufela kikutwisiso yakuzwa kwa lifu kukena mwabupilo. Fo likaza kale kaufela halishwa, kipeto lika kaufela lifetu hazencha. Kreste uba waniti.
The old things drop away. The old roots of carnality. You know how to dig a root out? We used to take a grubbing hole and just get down at it and dig it till there wasn't a speck left in it.
Nika za kale zawa kwa tengi, mivisi ya kale ya butu wanama, mwaziwa mwakupumbule la mivisi, niluwanga ni muhuma wakukupelela, nikuinamela, nikulima katata, kufitela kutokwa kusialasi kama tengi.
And they said, if there be any root of bitterness spring up in thee, rub her out. That's right, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. Root out all the roots. Dig them out, pile them up, burn them, get rid of them. You get a good crop then, if we do that.
Misebali haiba kuna ni mubisi, wabu hali kaufela o mela kumina. Amu kumule, yao kiniti. Miseo kona, seweza mo yao kenile. Mukumule mubisi kaufela. Mwikate, ipumbuke. Mwibundeke ya moho, nikuichisa. Mwilatele kwa ule. Muna nilimela zende fo chwale. Haba luweza chwalo.
Now, Paul knows that something happened, so he goes back down into Arabia, and there he studies for 3 years on all of the Old Testament prophets, how they prophesied, and he come to find out that it was absolutely the truth.
Chwale Paulus na azibile kulisesi mwi neseza halile. Kachwalo akutela mwa Arabia, mitengi ayo walisisa kami haimilalu kaba polofite haba testamente akale kaufela. Mwone ba polofitezi. Mi atof manakuli neliyo na nitiluli kakutala.
Now, compare that with today. See, on this experience that we had here at this little church of the morning star appearing under us. the great light that come down that would foretell and show things to happen.
Chwale mubapise seo nika chenu mwabona. Faa kutwisi so yelubile niyo na momu akeleke yenya niye. Ya na leli ya kakusasa na yene bona alie mabuse. Onalise lituna laani lene litile fafasi. Lene lika kubulela zesa ateha kwa pili. Nikubonisa zeka ezahala.
You know that's marvelous. But my minister and brother told me it was of the devil. And I couldn't understand it.
Mwaziba zani kizende. Kono muzwale waka wa mkutazi nani bulelezi kuli. Neli za diabolosi. Mine nenisikali utwisisa.
So I didn't say nothing about it until one night there was an experience happened. Up down in Greensville, Indiana, when the angel of the Lord walked across the floor and stood there and proved it by the scripture. Then it set fire. Then it started going.
Kachwalo nenisika bulela sika kazona konjibusi upobungwi. Nekubile kutwisisa weneza halile kwani kwa Greensville, Indiana. Fani lingero ila mule na halitoza maya. Kuhata fafasi. Nikuye mafani. Nikulibonisa handika mangolo. Misa litumbula mulilo. Miwakala kuhasana.
No longer than last Sunday, we've seen the infallible marks. Jesus Christ, who can take a man that hasn't walked and get in a balanced nerve bone when the males and the best doctor said it's finished forever.
Mea kikali, kono kila sunda efe lile, anelubuni mitala esa palelu ya Jesu Kriste. Yana kona kuunga muna, yana sikaza mafatengi. Mina sinamu singa wa hae omu konisa kuyema inge usinye hile. Fani ba mayo ni madoko tababa ndia hulu. Hane baize kufelile, kuyakwile.
And setting blind, raise up and walk out of the building pushing his wheelchair, down the steps could walk and see like anybody else. That shows that it's the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus. There it is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mi ainzi alisipofu, aie mani kuzama ya kuzula fandi amu yaho. Inza kashasi pulasa hai sama wili kushetu muka fama pahamelo. Na kuna kuzama ya nikubonasi na mutuka ufila. Sani siwonisakuli neli mata mule na Jesu ya zuhile. Kizeofo, yena waswana mawani kachenu nikuya kuile.
So aren't we a happy group tonight to know that God has vindicated this great experience that we have to be compared with His Bible and with the promise. Therefore, we ought to be exceedingly glad.
Kachwalo kikuli alusikate vela abusi ubo. Kakuziba kuli mulimu upakire kutwisiso tuna yelu naniye. Kuli ivapiswe kwa bibele ya hae. Ye minise piso. Kachwalo lulukira kubaba baba tabira hulu.
And we realize that in the second chapter we find out we should not let these things we should not neglect these things. We should hold fast those things. And how are we going to escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
Milo ale mwachole kuli, mwaka uhanyo ya tu, lufumana kuli, haluluke liku tuwele alikaze, haluluke liku keshebisa alikaze, luluke la kukumale alikazani. Michwale luka abanduka chwani, haiva luke shebisa kupiliswa kukutuna kwa.
What are we going to do in the light of God's word when we stand at the judgment bar? You can't say, I never knew any different. Oh, yes, you did.
Kisika maise lukaeza, mwalise lilali nzula mulimu. Haluka ye mafamuseto wakatulo. Amuko nikubula kuli, nalikuba nizibe shuta noifika ufela. Oh, ye, ni waziba.
Well, now, Brother Branham could have been wrong. That's true. But God isn't wrong. His word isn't wrong.
Kihande chwale mzole Branham, mwendi uliangane hile. Yeo kiniti, kono mulimu alisikali anganeha. Linzula hae alisikali anganeha.
And just think of the same thing, the Bible, that once lived in the apostles are living again.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mimunaha nefela kanto eswana. Haili bibele yene pila mwala ba apostola baba pila hape. Oh, kufuyo lweli bizo la mulena.
When I think that I'm 48 years old, nearing 50, and my youthful days are gone, and so forth, to know that since a little boy that I've had this blessed promise and have declared it to my brothers and sisters.
Hani nana kulina nimi ae mashumi ya mane kazeke talizo nize talo za kupepwa. Buka ofi ni mashumi ake talizoho. Mima zazi aka abuncha afe lile nize ngucholo. Kakuziba kuli kuzwa kwa bushima ni buaka kulini vile nise piso ye fuyozu ye. Mini ibulezi kwa mizwa alebaka nilike zeli.
And to see the literally thousands of those that's come out of darkness to know that we're going to our eternal home to the blessed.
Nikubonali kitikiti zabani babazwile malififi. Kakuzi bakuli luya kwa ndu yaluna yakuya kwile kubaba fuyozwi.
And if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved before I get to preaching, there's one waiting out there for us. Hallelujah.
Me hai bata benakele alifasi ye isinyeha. Kale niska feza kukutaza, kunani yemwi yelu libelezi. Hallelujah.
To know that there's dozens of people sitting here that if they should leave this life right now, before we could get their body to the undertaker, they would be in that glorious body yonder, rejoicing with the saints of God, already in the presence of God to live forever with the perfect, absolutely vindication that it's so.
Amen.
Oh, that would make the Presbyterians shout. Did some, did it? Them people were Presbyterians. Certainly would. Thank you.
Kakuzi bakuli kunani bungata wasichaba babalite ngimo. Kuli hai babako na kuzwa mwabu pilobo onafachwale. Lusika isa kale mubili wabo na kumalukula. Bako na kuba mamubili ofu yozu wani mwabuse. Inge banya kalala ni baba kenile bamulimu. Baba likale fapila mulimu kuyo pila kuya kuile. Nipona hazoe pete hile ya kuli kiniti kuchwalo. Amen. Oh, seo sikona kweza kuli vapure sipitiria ni bahuwe. Kana nilila sunda njichwani, sichaba sani nilisa vapresbyterian, kani niti nimaka kona kuna anachwalo.
Oh, no wonder people get emotionally. Why, if you get emotionally from batting a ball or throwing one in a basket, how much more will it make it you emotionally to know that you passed from death to life, that you're a new creation in Christ?
Oh, kikaba kaleo sichaba hasili samai kutoa hulu. Kingi, haya wamuwa ni maikuto akunina tambola, kamba kuiposiza mwaka nyandi. Kana alikami fitisa kai, kakuziba kuli muzwile kwa lifu kukena mavupilo. Kuli usivupi wa sisi ncha kukreste.
You know it by the way your spirit leads you.
Amen.
Away from malice and guile and enmity and all the things of the world and your heart set centered on Christ.
Ukaziba zeo kamoya, mou kuiseza kwa hule nipiruseta. Ninyoko, nitoyano, nilikaka ufela zalifasi. Mipiru yami na ito mirefela kukreste.
That's your motives. That's all that you think of. In your mind, on your heart, all day and night. When you go to bed at night, put your hands behind you like this and just lay there and praise him until you go to sleep. Wake up in the morning still praising him. Amen. Oh, my.
Yeoko na milelo yami na. Zeo kona ze muna na fela mwamina no yamina. Mwali piluza mina musiali kau fela ni vusihu. Hamu ya kwa kuloba la vusihu ni kubea mazo wa mina kwa mula wa mina sinachwana. Ni kuloba la fela fani kumulumbeka kufitia mukena mavuloko. Hamu zua kakusasa na musamulumbeka. Amen. Oh, Maui.
I've tried to praise him up the morning. We've been getting up about 4 o'clock, Brother Woods and I going out early in the morning to go squirrel hunting. I've praised him under every tree I believe he'll come to. I can't see a tree without praising him. Think he grove that tree.
Nilikile kumulumbeka, kana kwe yaka kusasana. Luvile luzua kafo kiloko, muzwale wudu nina. Nianga kakupakela kaka kusasana. Kuyozuma tumale. Na mulumbeka anga mwata sakota kaufela. Na lumela yeni tile kuyona. Aniko nikupona kota kusina kumulumbeka.
Still a little grasshopper fly. He knows that grasshopper. Oh, you say nonsense, Brother Bill. Oh, no, it isn't. He knows where every squirrel is. He knows where every butterfly is.
Kuna anakuli na melisi zekota, hamu wana mbimba ye nyani yesu eli kufufa. Waziba mbimba yani? Oh, mulibu, kuba mzwale biu. Oh, vatili hakichwalo. Waziba, kukuna ni kamale kaufela. Waziba kaufela, kukuna ni kokwani yasipulumuki kaufela.
Why, one time he needed some money, he said, Peter, there's an official ought to go swallow the coin. This is not much, and we need to go cast the hook in. I sent him over there. Take that coin out of his mouth, because he can't use it himself. Go pay him our tithe and tribute.
Amen.
Amen.
Kingi, kana kwenwe, na ato kwa mashelengi nyana. Mikihali, Petrosi, kuna nitapi. Fana kunyana, ye mize shelengi ya muwaya waya. Zeru kila fira kubatengi, kuyaka zeru tokwa. Zamaya weo chimbe kakashuto matengi. Nikailuma matengi, uzuse shelengi ya muwaya waya mamulo mwayona. Kakuli haikuwa ni kuitu sayo na inosi. uyo ilifa sabuli shumi isaruna ni mitelo yaruna. Amen.
And a few weeks ago I seen a little fish killed laying on the water. All of you heard the story of it. There's Brother Woods and his brother and I'm here to witness it.
Milisu ndanyana kwa mulaho, neni bonita apinyana yevu la ilwe, inge ife tuile famezi, kawo filami na mutu ili kandilayona. Kiyamu zwale wudu, mimu zwale wahae, ni baba mwikwanu, kilipa kizayona.
That little fish laying dead for a half hour on the water with his entrails pulled out of its mouth. And the great Holy Spirit swept down after he said the day before, you're going to see the resurrection of a little animal.
Tapinyana yani, yene shule fali chikalaho la famezi. Nima alayo na inge alabu kezi, mamulo mwayona. Mimo yao kenilo mtuna wata afafasika samulao ama novulela za zilani kwa mulaho. Ukabwona zuho ya folo folo enyani.
And the next morning, about a little after sun up, we saw that little fishy. Not over that long, when the Spirit of the Lord came down and said, little fish, Jesus Christ makes you whole.
Mika kusasa na odata mamu endilizazi. Hase litutu mkile nyana, luawa wanakata pikaka nyani kani. Neka saa fiteleli utelele chwana, mimo ya wamule na washitu mkamiwali. Kata pikaka nyani, Jesu Kriste wako folisa.
And that dead fish had been floating on top of the water for practically a half hour, come to life and swam away just as hard as he could. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. How wonderful he is.
Mita apie shule yaani, yene sule kuchimba ukafali muamezi muendili chikala hola chwalo. Ya kutaha kwabu pilo ni kutapaka tata mune ikonela. O kufuyo holweli vizo la mule na kamua vezi yomunde.
No wonder Paul could say that he was in the order of Melchizedek. He was Melchizedek. Melchizedek had no beginning of days. He had no ending of years. He had no beginning of life or ending of life. He had neither father nor mother.
Kikawa kaleo Paulus na Bulezikuli, naali mwaka lulo ya Melchizedeke, naaliye na Melchizedeke, Melchizedeke na asinama kaleo wa mazazi, na asinama ferezo wa miaha, na asinama kaleo wa upilo, kamba maferezo wa upilo, na asina ni haibandate, kamba mahe.
So it couldn't be no one else. Ever who he was, he's alive yet tonight. So he's only one type of eternal life, and that belongs to God.
Kacholo nasike kuba mutu usili fela. Yo nalie na kau fela usapila nivusi ubo. Kacholo kona fela mfute ulimungwi wabupilo ubu saferi. Mivwani kimulimu.
Last evening when we were having a discussion, a brother could not understand the Trinity of God and how we were talking about it.
Manzibu wana maabani, ane unaningambolo, mzwale yomungwi, nasa utwisisi sila lusamulimu. Nimone lubule la kazona.
How that Jesus stood there a man of about 30 years old. And they said, oh, our fathers eat man in the wilderness. He said, and they're everyone dead. But he said, I'm that bread of life that come from God out of heaven that a man eats and don't die.
Kulimane Jesu na yemi fani, alimuna walini mozema shumi amalalu za kupepwa. Mikihali, sebali, oh, bashemi walu nane bachile mana mwali halaupa. Miali, mane kau filabo na mangi ni mangi bashwile. Kono enali, kina sinkwa, saa ni sabupilo, sisi zule kumulimu kwa lihalimu. Seo mutu hasicha, hana kushwa.
Oh, he said, our fathers drank from the rock in the wilderness. He said, I'm that rock. A man of 30 years old.
Oh, sebali, bashemi baruna, nebanwile kwa lichwe, la mwali halaupa. Miali, kina licho lani? Muna wami haema, shumi amala alu wakupepua.
Said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Well, I said, now you mean to tell me that you're as old as Abraham and you're not 50 years old yet? I mean to say that you've seen Abraham who's been dead 800 years? We know that you got a devil now. You're crazy.
Ali, Abraham na hata vile, habu naliza zilaka. Kini, bali, chwale univulea kuli, uyomu hulu kulikana ni Abraham. Mimane hausika kwa nisaka le miaha yeme ashumi ya ketalizo wa kupepwa. Miuta alusa kuli uvone Abraham yasa ashule miaha yeme anda iketalizo ka yeme lalu. Luziba kuli, unanimo yao masuchwale, wapulumuka.
That's what a devil means. Crazy person. Said you got a devil and you're mad. He said before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
Seokona dimona italusa. Mutu ya pulumuka, bali, unanimo ya umaswe, miwa pulumuka. Kiali, mani Abraham asika batengkale, nitengi.
That's who he was. He wasn't just merely a man, neither was he a prophet. He was God. God dwelling on earth in a body of flesh called Jesus, the incarnate Son of God. That's exactly who you are.
Ya nina aliena, na asifela mutu wa fela, kamba kuli na alifela mpolofita, na alimulimu, mulimu ya pila mwalifasi, mwamubili wa nama obizwa Jesu, ali alimwana wa mulimu mwamubili, ya nina aliena onachwalo.
Now, we find him over here, that in the last part now of the closing of the second chapter, which I wanted to get to, beginning with the 16th verse, or the 15th verse.
Chwale lumufumana kulofa, kuli mwaka lulu ya mafelelezo chwale, ya kukwala kwaka uhanyo ya tu, yene ni bataku fita kuyona, kukalela katimana ya 16, kamba timana ya 15.
And delivered them through the fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's what he said that Jesus did. That he come to deliver them from bondage, who had been in fear of death all their lifetime.
Mi aba kasheza mwa sabo yalifu kona kwa yabupilo wabona kaa ufela ikaveiwa mwalitamo. Kona sana bulezi kuli naize Jesu, kuli natezi utopilisa babali mwalitamo, vene bali mwa sabo yalifu mwana kwa yakupila kwa wabona kaa ufela.
Now there's no need of fearing death. Now of course we do. We none of us want to what we call die. But do you know that if a person is born again, he cannot die?
Chwale hakuna tuso ya kusaba lifu. Chwale, nisha. Lwali saba luna hakuna nyomuka na oluna ya litabela. Selu vizakuli kushwa. Kono kana muaziba kuli, haiba mutu upe piresi ncha, hako ni kushwa.
How can he have eternal life and then die? He can't do it. The only thing is death. The word death means the separation.
Ukona kubachua angini bupilo wabusa aferi mi ashwe. Ako ni kubachualo. Nto ino sifela ye lilifu. Linzu la kulilifu litalusa kawahano.
Now he'll separate from the presence of our eyes. But he's always in the presence of God. And always will be. So death isn't a hard thing. Death is a glorious thing. Death is what takes us in the presence of God.
Chwale, ukaka uhana kuzwali ito laluna, kono kamita ubile fapira kubateni kwa mulimu. Mikamita ukana haba chwalo. Kachwalo lifu hakinto etata. Lifu kisika sisika anya. Lifu kona leli luisa fapira kubateni kwa mulimu.
But now of course we being human, walking in these dark elements here, we do not understand it as we should. And of course when the choking pains of death comes, it makes the very saintest of us fear and draw back.
Kono chole nisha luna kakubaba tubanama. Luza maa mwalivya na zensu zemo. Halu tuisisi moluluke la kutuisiseza. Mie nisha hakutaha meno abu hazo walifu. Aeza kulimane niye na yake nile kufitisisa mwala luna asabe ni kukuta mamulaho.
It made the Son of God say, could this cup pass? It's a horrible thing, don't get it wrong. Because it's a penalty of sin, death is. And it's got to be horrible.
Nesie zizemu anamulimu kukulea kuli, kana sinuiso se sako na kufitelela, kintu emaswe musike mwalifosa. Kakuliluna, kimula tuwasivi, lifuli chwalo, milina nikuba aleli sabisa.
But if we can look just beyond the curtain yonder, that is where it's at. Blessed be the Lord. Just beyond the curtain. That's where man desires to look tonight.
Kono haiba lukona kutalima kufitelela lisila lani, kwa buse kwani, kwani kona koli fumaneha kufuyo lwe mulena. Kwa buse fela wali sila. Fani kona fomu tuwala kaza kutalima fakiteni usi uvo.
Little Lana Mae Snelling and them used to sing a song here, Lord, let me look past the curtain of time. Everybody wants to see that.
Anna Mae Snelling, yomu nyani ni baba ngui, ni baba upelanga pina ekuli. Mulena, ni bata kutalimela kwa buse wali sila lanako. Mutuka ufela ubataku bwana sani.
Now here we are in the 16th verse. For verily he took not upon him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Chwale kilu nabafa, mwati mana 16. Kakuli, luli na angile, kakuli asika ikungela sibu peo samangeloi, kono ayikungela peo ya Abrahama.
Oh, we want to hold to that again now. Now we're coming right down to get, because the first part of this third chapter, the last part of it blends in on that day for the Sabbath for this coming Sunday.
Oh, luvata kutiise zafo hape chwale. Chwale luta kakushetumuka kulilunge. Kakuli kalulo ya pili ya kawo hanyo ya 3. Kalulo ya mafelelezo ayona ya tamaa na hande falizazi la sabata kwa sunda yeta haye.
Now what? He took not the nature of angels. Who's he's talking about? Christ. Who's Christ? God. The Logos of God.
Chwale ya mutalime. Asika ikungelasi bupeo samangeloi. Chwale yo kiufi. Yena yo asweli kubulela kaina. Kreste. Kana kreste kimangi. Mulimu. Kilumonyi yona logosi ya mulimu.
Now let me explain this again so you be sure. God is not three gods. The Trinity of God is one. Father, Son, Holy Ghost doesn't mean that there is three different gods. If it is, we'd be heathens.
Chwale, amu nilumeleze, ni tatu lulese hape. Kulimuzive hande. Mulimu hakivalimu babalalu. Silalu sa mulimu kivu ngui. Ndate, mwana, moya oke nile. Halita ulisikuli kuna nivalimu babalalu baba shutana. Haiba kuchwalo, nelukava vahedeni.
That's the reason the Jews can't understand. Never was it taught in the Bible. Now it's taught in the Catholic Church. Absolutely, that's where the triune baptism come from.
Kikawa kaloma juda abasa utwisisi, neisika lutiwa mwabivele. Chwale ilutilwe mwakileki ya katolika, kaniti kwani kona kokuzwele la kolobezo yali kazetalu.
In Africa they baptize you three times face forward. Once for God the Father, once for God the Son, once for God the Holy Ghost. Now that's an error. There's no such teachings as that in the Bible. See?
Mwa Afrika vami kolobeza halalu sifateo kutalima kwa pata, hangwi kamulimu ndate, hangwi kamulimu mwana, hangwi kamulimu moya oke nile. Chwale au kimafosisa, hakunali tutoze chwalo mwa bivele, mwabona?
And now, that's what they taught, it come down to Luther, out of Luther into Wesley, on down into the ages as it rolls on. But it never was a Bible teaching. It has always been an error since it would begin.
Michwale, sani kona seneva lutile. Nelitile ka Luther, kuzwa ku Luther kutaku Wesley, kushetumuka cholo mwala masika, hananza ta cholo. Konone isi tuto ya bivele. Kamita nelima fosisa. Kuzwele la hane ikalile.
Now, so God was in the beginning before there was any light, before there was ever an atom, before there was ever a star, before there was any visible thing, God filled all space.
Chwale, kacholo, mulimu nalitengi kwa simuluho. Kusikaba kale liselili fika ufela, mane kusikaba kale nikato wati, mane kusikaba kale nina leli, mane kusikaba kale sika sisi bonala, mulimu utalasi baka ka ufela.
And in that was nothing but purity, pure love, pure holiness, pure righteousness. It was spirit.
Mimuhali mwani, neukusinasika kwanda kukena. Lilato leli kenile, kupeta hala koku kenile, kuluka koku kenile, neli moya.
He covered the whole space from eternity where we can't fathom it. It goes beyond anything that we could imagine.
Utalali halimu kau fela, kuzwa kwaku ya kuile, kolusa konikuli nahana, sifite la sikakao fila selu kwa nakuna hana.
Like, through that glass we can see a hundred and something million years of light space. Think of it. 100 million years of light space. And light travels about 8,000 miles per second. And 100 million years of light space.
Inge mwasi poni mwani, niluka wana si, siwa kasaliseli leliko nakulikana, mamilioni alilimo. Munane kazona, siwa kasamia ha yelika na milioni aliseli. Niliseli, liseli, limata kalubilo lolufita fali maili ze 8,000 famu zuzunyana. Nimia ha ye muanda, ni milioni ya siwa kasaliseli.
Just think how many miles that would be, you couldn't even numerate it. You can just take a row of nines and run it around Jeffersonville and still you wouldn't have it broke down in miles. A miles, think of it. And beyond that is still stars. And planets, And God, before one of them was, he was. See?
Munaha nefila kuli kili maili zeka izeko na kubazeo. Mane amuko ninihae bakulibala. Mukona kunga fila likalulo zama naini nikuli potolo sa Jeffersonville. Kono nitenya muko nikuli fumana mwali maili. Munaha nekazona. Mikwabu sebuani kuna nilina aleli ni manina aleli ama tuna tuna. Mimulimu yengu ni yengu yazona isika bakale yenana alitengi. Mwabona?
And now the logos that went out of God, which was the logos, all this began to form into a body shape. And this body shape was called, in the scholar's teaching, logos. The logos that went out of God.
Michwale lumonyi lwa logos, lone luzure kumulimu. Lone luli, luli logos, zeka ufela likalile kupangeha mwa mwasi bupeo samubili. Mimubili wo wabizwa kuyakali tuto zabai tuti kuli logos. Yona logos yene zure kumulimu.
In other words, a better word for it was what we call a theostomy. Theostomy is a human body that's glorified.
Kama nzwi asili, kona li nzwi leli ndilalona, kona selubi za kuli mubili wa bungeloi. Bungeloi ki mubili wa butu ofilwe kanya.
Not exactly with flesh and blood like it will be in its glorified stage, but it is the form of a human body that doesn't eat, neither does it drink, but it's a body. A body that's waiting for us as soon as we leave this one.
Isi ngihande kanama, ni maali inge moli kona kupila mwaka lulo ye filwe kanya. Kono kimufuta wa mubili wa butu, osa chilicho, kamba ni haiba kunwa. Kono kimubili, mubili osweli kulivelela alukazwa fela kuo.
Now, in there we enter into that body, and that's the kind of body that God was. For he said, let us make man in our own image, and in our likeness.
Chwale mwali mwani, lukena mwa mubili wani. Miwani kona mufuta wa mubili, wo mulimu nalikuona. Kakuli naize, halweze mutu mwasi pupeo saluna, nikakuswana kwa luna.
Now, when man become into that body, he had control of all the fishes and fowls and beasts of the field, and then there was no man to till the soil, Genesis 2. He done made male and female, but there's no man to till the soil.
Chwale, michwale mutu hata mwamubili wani, nana nitama iswalita pika ufila nilinyuywani ni nilibatana za mwana hengi. Mine kusina mutu wakulima mubu, Genesis 2. Nasa abupilekale muna ni musali, konua kuna mutu wakulima mubu.
Then God made man out of the dust of the earth. He give him a hand like a chimpanzee. He give him a foot like a bear. He made him on the image, and this earthly body is in the image of animal life. And it's made out of the same kind of material.
Mimulimu aeza mutu waliluli lalifasi. Amufali zoho ingela pombwe. Amufali hutu ingela bere. Amufa amubupa mwasi upeo. Mimubili wana mawo umwasi upeo sabupilo wafolofolo. Mi ubupilwe kwalibia nazeswana.
Your body's made just the same kind of material as a horse or a dog or anything like that. It's made out of calcium, potash, petroleum, cosmic light.
Mubili wa hao ubupilwe fela kakuswana nilibiana za mwamubili wambongolo. Kamba zanja. Kamba sikakao fela sesichwalo. Ubupilwe kikausiam, potash, petroleum, liselila kozmiki. Fela.
You just know all flesh like that is not the same flesh. It's different flesh, but it's made out of the dust of the earth where it come from.
Hauna fela na makao fela yechwalo akinama yeswana. Kinama yeshutana kono ubupilwe faliluli lalifasi ko uzwile.
But the difference between an animal and a man, God put a soul in a man, and he didn't put it in the animal, because the soul that was in the man is that theostomy.
Kono shutano yeli mwala folofolo ni mutu, mulimu ubeile moyo kumutu. Mia sika ubea mwafolofolo, kakuli moyo oo noli kumutu, kona bungelo iwani.
Oh, I'll never get to this lesson, but I've got to get this. Look. Don't you remember when Peter was in prison and the angel of the Lord came and opened the doors?
Oh, hani nakufitafa. Tutoye Kono ni lukila kungase, mutalime. Kana mupulifani Petro sana alimwate longo. Milengelo ila mule na lataha, mila kwa lwa mnyako.
We was going through the supermarket up here the other day, and the door opened in front of us. I said, you know, the Bible had that first. See? Now, the swinging door is by itself.
Neluso likufita mwasibaka, sakule ekseza, saa supermarket kwanu, zazireli mwi. Misi kwa lo saku alo wafapi laluna. Sinili waziba, bibele nena nizeo pili, mabona, tuale kui kwa luhela, si kwa lo isa liso na fela.
And when Peter came out, walking by these guards, they were blinded to him. He passed the inner guard, the outer guard, out into the court, through the wall, out into the street. And none of them know who he was. And didn't pay, they thought he was another guard or something.
Michole Petros has what a fandi. Inza azama avukaufi nibali vele liwa. Nibabile bubo fukuyena. Afitelela mulivele liwa fahali. Mulivele liwa kwande. Kuzula kwande akuta. Kukena mwali mota. Kuyofita ni mamu kwa kwa. Mia akuna wabu na yena azibile yona aliena. Mina asika isizangana. Nibabupula akuli. Neri mulivele liyo mungwi kamba ntue ngwi.
Then he just passed by and the door opened by itself as he went out and shut behind. And when he got out there he thought he had a dream.
Vona na ifite la fela, misi kwa lo sae kwa lo hilaisa lisona, hana azula fande chwalo, misai kwa la mamu lao. Michwale hana ilo fita kwani, au pulakuli na asuliku lola.
And he went out to John Mark's house where they had a prayer meeting, and he was not to be among you. Oh, he's glorious, he's wonderful.
Mi aliba kwa andu ya Joani wa Marika, kuni wanani mkopano walita pelo, mikia ngongota. Kuli abe muhalamina, oh, kia kanya, kio munde.
Now, oh, he wasn't made in the form of an angel, but he took on the seed of Abraham. God became the seed of Abraham.
Chwale, oh, asika ezwa kasibu peo salingeloi, kono aanga peo ya Abrahama, mulimu aba peo ya Abrahama.
Now, if we had time to go back and show how he did it in the covenant, you've heard me preach on it many times, how that he took those animals and cut them apart and throw the turtle dove and pigeon in.
Chwale kambelu na ninako kukutela kwa mulaho kubonisa mwana lieze lize mwabulikani. Muni utwile hani kutaza kazona linakoze ngata. Mwana angezili forofolo zaani ni kulipazu la fahali ni kuyumba nkwilimba ya muna ni ya musai mwotengi.
Then he looked and he noticed a little smoke of black heart, death. Next to smoke and furnace, hell. But beyond that went a little white light.
Me atalima. Miki habo na musi nyana, ntoye sabisa, lifu. Ntoye tatama musio tushana lihele. Kono kwa buse wasani, nekutushana liseli nyana, lelisweu.
That little white went between each piece of that cut sacrifice, showing that what he would do. And he took an oath when he did that, and he wrote a covenant, showing what he would do.
Miona buse unyana buwani, wafita mwala liye mbaze pumilwe zani, zastavilo. Kubonisa asana kaiza. Mia angabu itamo wakui konka hana eze cholo. Mikia ngolabu likani. Kuboni sakuli naka eze cholo.
And he, Jesus Christ come to the earth, God Emmanuel, God in flesh, and at Calvary he was torn apart, and his spirit come back on the church, and his body was lifted up and set on the throne of God.
Mie na Jesu Kriste ataha mwalifasi, mulimu Emanuele, mulimu mwanama. Mifaka ovari na apa zuzu fahali. Mimo ya wahae wa kutela hape mwakeleke. Mimo yili wahae wa angelo wa mwali halimu. Nikuyo inafalubona lwa mulimu.
The throne of God, the one that's on the throne is the judge. We know that. Well, where is the judgment? The Father has given, he judged no man, but the Father has committed all judgment to the Son.
Lubona lwa mulimu, yena ya alifalubona kiena mwatuli. Luaziba chwalo. Kihande, kana katulo ikai, ndate ufile, yena haa tulimutu. Kono ndate uveleli katulo kawa ufila kumwana.
So he is, and his life is the high priest sitting there with his own body as a sacrifice to plead our confessions. Amen, brother. That puts something in you.
Kona mwa inezi, mibupilo buwa hae, kona mu priest ya umutuna. Ya inzifani ni mubili wa hae sakata. Kakupasita belokuli aluku pere kwa tengi. Amen. Muzwale. Seo si Kenya ntuengu kuwena.
Notice. He took on the seed of Abraham. He become a man. God made flesh among us to redeem us. In other words, God became sin that we sinners might become partakers of Him.
Mulemuhe, nai kungezi peo ya Abrahama, abamutu mulimu aezwa na mamwa aluna, kutoluli ulula, mwamanzo asili, mulimu ato basili, kuliluna baezalibi, lukone kungasi mbasa hae.
And when we partake of Him, we partake of these. We were time-space people, 70. And God came down and became one of us 70 for His allotted time that we might partake of His eternal life. And when we're born again, we're sons and daughters of God and have eternal life and shall never perish.
Mihalungasi ambasahae, luikawela kuzahae. Neluliwa tu babata milwe kanako, lilimozee mashumi asupile. Mimulimu ata afafasi ni kutoba alimu mwaluna. Lilimozee mashumi asupile, kakulinako ya hae yeto milwe, kulilukone kuikawela kwa siye mbasa upilo wa hae wabusa afeli. Mihalu pepilo sincha, luwa na baba shimani ni basiza na bamulimu. Nikuwa ni upilo wabusa afeli, mihalu nakushwa.
What a blessed Savior. Oh, there's no way to write it. There's no way to explain it. It's just beyond explaining. No one can explain how great it is. How great thou art, how great thou art, is right.
Oh, haki mpulusi ni yo ya fuyozwi. Oh, hakuna mkwa wakui ngola kaona. Hakuna mkwa wakui toloka. Lifite la mwakuli tolokela. Hakuna ya kuna kutoloka molibezize tuna. Uyomu tuna chwani. Uyomu tuna chwani. Kiniti.
Wherefore, in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren. Think of that. That He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. Listen to this. To make reconciliations the sins of the people.
Kabaka leo mwali ntoka ufela atabela kwezwa ya swana niba na bahabo. Munane kazeo. Kuli abemu priest ya mutuna ya Musa ni ya sepahala mwali kazamulimu. Muteleze kuse. Kuli akutisa nelipilu nisichaba sasibi.
To reconcile, now God knowing justice had to become injustice to feel what it was to be a sinner. To go back to reconcile, to reconciliation, and have mercy on the people.
Kukutisa nalipiru chwale mulimu, kakuziba kuluka, nana nikuba wasa luluti. Kuli autwe sene silukila kubamwe zalibi. Kukutila kwa kukutisa nalipiru, kakukutisa nalipiru. Nikuba ni makeke, fasi chaba.
Next verse, listen to here. For in that He Himself had suffered, God could not suffer in spirit. He had to become flesh to feel the pain of sickness, to feel the temptation of lust, to feel the temptation of want, to feel the temptation of hunger, to feel the power of death.
Timana yetatama. Amu itelezefa. Kakuli mane yena kasivili unyandile. Mulimu unasike kunyanda momoya. Nana nikutoba nama ya mubili. Kuli autwe butuku wa makulano. Kuli autwe muliko wakulakaza. Kuli autwe muliko wakutokwa. Kuli autwe muliko wakulapa. Kuli autwe mata alifu.
That He might take it upon Himself to stand in the presence of the great Spirit, Jehovah, the Spirit, not the man, the Spirit, to make intercessions to this life.
Kuli akone kuli luwala afali mwa hae, kuli ayeme fapira kubateni kwa moya omutuna wa Jehovah, moya isingimutu, kimoya kuli alapelele bupilobo.
And Jesus took that in order to make intercessions for us, for He knows how it feels.
Amen.
When you get sick, He knows how you feel. Amen. When you're tempted, He knows how you feel.
Mi Jesu ai kungela sani, kulia kone kulu kupila kwa tengi, kakuli waziba moli utuhalila. Haukula, waziba moi kutwela. Haulikiwa waziba moi kutwela.
Now did you ever notice when we vote for a president, every farmer will vote for a president that's been a farmer. For he knows the hard part of the farmer's life. See? He wants some man who understands.
Chwale kana mule muhile, alu ketamwe teleli wanaha. Mulimika ufela uka ketamwe teleli wanaha. Ya kile haba fata mulimi. Kakuli wazi basi emba sisi tata sabupilo wa mulimi. Mabona, ubatamu tiomungwi ya utwisi saa.
And before God could ever understand him being that great holiness, how he could ever understand after he condemned man by his holiness, he condemned man, and the only way he'll ever know how to justify man is to become man.
Mimane mulimu asika utwisi sakale, yena kaku waku kena kukutuna kwani. Mwana utwisi sezaka samulao ama nonya za mutu, kaku kena kwa hae, nanya ze mutu, mimu kwa fela wako na kuziba kaona, mwaku pulu seza mutu, kikakuba mutu.
And God overshadowed the virgin, and she brought forth a body, not Jewish blood, not Gentile blood, but his own blood, God's creative blood. No sex at all in it at all. No sexual desire.
Mimulimu apesa mwalanjo, mea pepa mwili, isi ngimali amu juda, isi ngimali abamachaba, kono kimali ya haikasibili, mali amulimu abu pilwe, kusina kubani kopano ya foso, ni hanyani, kusina tiakazo ya foso.
And this blood cell created in the womb of this woman brought forth the son, and when he was baptized by John the Baptist, John said, I bear record seeing the Spirit of God like a dove coming down and abiding upon him.
Miselu ya Marie, yenebu pilwe mwamba ya musaliyo, yati samuana mushimani, miana kolobezu wakajuwani mkolobezi, juwani ali, nipaka kuli nivoni moya wa mulimu, sinaliiva, inge ushetu muka falimua hae.
No wonder Jesus could say that all powers in heaven and earth is given into my hand. God and man became one. Heavens and earth embraced each other, and he was the one who could give reconciliations for our sins.
Kikawa kaleo Jesu wanabulezi kuli, maataka ufila mwali halimu ni mwali fasi, avilo mwali zolaka. Mulimu ni mutu, baba halimu mwi, lihalimu ni lifasi, zato swala na hamoho. Mina alie na yako na kulufa kukutisana kwa lipilu, bake insali bizaruna.
That's the reason in his name healing takes place. He knows your pain. Did you ever hear this little old song?
Leo kona liba kala kuli, kali bizola hae kufola kwa ezahala. Wazi wabu tuku wa hao. Mukile mwa utuafate njipina nyana, ya kale ye.
Jesu, waziba, utuku vo utua. Wakona kupilisa, ni wakona kufolisa. Isamu tiyo wa hao kumulena, ni kuusia tengi.
That's right. He knows.
Kana kiniti, waziba.
Mubili waluna, hauziele hile, ni mutuku. Mimu iketo waluna mupala kuitisa uhupule fela kuni mulimu mwali halimu walabali tapelo Jesu waziba mutuku wo utwa wako na kupilisa ni wako na kufolisa isa fela mutio wa hao kumulena ni kusia tengi.
Why? He's a high priest standing here that knows how you feel. And he knows how to reconcile you back to grace and how to bring you back to your health. He knows all about it. He suffered.
Kona fela za kupa. Ulisi ye fela onafani. Kingi, kiena muprista walu na yomutuna ya yemifa. Ya ziba mo utwela. Miwa ziba mwakukutisa nilalipiru za mina kuta kwa sishemo. Ni mwakumi kutiseza kwa wikete wa mina. Wa ziba kwa fela za tingi.
When you haven't got a place to lay your head, he had the same. When you got one change of clothes, he had the same. When you were made fun of, persecuted, he had the same.
Na nyandile, aus nasibaka sakusameza fatengi toho, nana nzeswana. Haona nikolo yakuba niliapalo, nana nzeswana. Hausehiwa kunyandiswa, nana nzeswana.
Listen to the last verse now. All right. He is able to succor those that are tempted Or in other words, he is able to secure those, to help those, to make those, to sympathize with them. Because God himself became man in order to feel it.
Muteleze kwa timana ya mafelelezo twale, kulukile. Wako na kutusa baba likiwa. Kamba mwema nzwasili. Wako na kupasileleza, kupatusa. Nibaeza kuba utwela butuku kakuli mulimu kasibili na atiloba mutu. Kuli akone kuba ni maikuto azona.
You remember the other night that we teach on that? How that God had, death had a sting in it, a scare in it. All their days they were in bondage about this death. And then Jesus came that he might take that stinger out of death.
Mwahupula busi upabungwi, kana neluska luta kazo nanji, kulimane mulimu nananiku, liifune lina ni mulomo wabu hazo kulona. Nelika laba kulona, mazazi abo na kau fela, nebali mwali tamo bake nsao nalifule. Michwale Jesu ataha, kuli akone kuzusabu hazo mwalifu.
And when he was going up the mountain, remember how we illustrated it? Them little red dots on his coat, and after a while they all become one big dot and splashing the blood around him.
Miana apa hama falilundu, mwaupula mwene lulita tululezi, maloteli nyana amafubelu ani, fakoti ya hae kasamula onya naliva, liloteli, nililingu lelituna. Nikuhasa kama likuyena.
His little frail body, he couldn't go any farther and he fell. Simon, Serene, the colored man, helped him bear the cross on up the hill. And when they nailed him to the cross, and he screamed for water, any man bleeding needs water.
Mubili wa haye omunyani otezi butuku, nasika ya faule ahulu, miawa. Simoni wa Sirene, muna yomunsu, amuntusa kulwa lasi papano kupamali lundu. Mihaba yomukokote lafasi papano, miakupa mezi. Mutuka ufela ya zomali, utokwa mezi.
Remember when I preached the other night on the deer and the heart thirst for the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, O God. If the deer's wounded and living, losing blood, he's got to get the water, or he'll die.
Mwaupula hane ni kutalize busi ubaumi, kaza tolo. Tolo ye nyolewa mezi amwakasa. Kona ni moyo waka mo nyolewa we na mulimu. Haiba tolo iholo falile, mi yapila, inge ilo tamali. Inani kufumana mezi, kusichwalo ikaishwela.
I was shot down in the field when I was 14 years old. And I was laying there, my legs blowed over me like a hamburger from a 12-gauge shotgun. And I screamed for water. Oh, give me a drink! I numb my lips as numb.
Neni kunupirwe kwani, mwasimu, hane niliwamia hayeli shumi kayene ya kupepwa. Mine nilobezifani, mautuwa kana luluhile kuniatela, inge lingendela nama. Kwa atobolo ya marumu atuovu, mina ahu wakubata mezi. Oh, amu nife mezi, na haba nisingonyi, miromo yaka, yaba nisingonyi.
My buddy ran over to an old pool, had all kinds of little wiggle tails, swamp. I didn't care what it was, and he raked it full of water. And I helped my mouth open and he squeezed his cap out like that in my mouth. You had to have water!
Mulikanaka amba tila kwa lisa lakale. Nekuna ni mifuta kaufela ya mawili wili mwalisa. Neni sika zivakuli, nelisika mangi. Mia kolola fatengi kamezi. Mi na tamisa mulomo waka. Mia hamulako moki ya hais na chwana. Kusuru ila mamulomo waka. Ehe, nena ni kubata mezi.
He was bleeding. He said, give me a drink. And they give him vinegar on a sponge. And he rejected it and refused it. He was God's lamb dying in our stead to bring reconciliation to the human being. What was it? The God of heaven.
Na soli kulota mali, mi ali, amu nife kwa mezi. Mi vamu fa vinegar kwa sponji. Mi ahana kuinua, ai hana. Na lingunya na mulimu, yene eshwe la mwasi wakasaluna. Kutisa kukutisa na lipilu ni batu. Nelisika maiseo, kimulimu, wali halimu.
Billy Sunday once said that every bush had angels sitting in it, saying, just pull your hand loose and point your finger. We'll change the situation.
Billy Sunday, na kwe ngu naizekuli, sichachanikao fela nesinani mangelo ikusona, inge ali. Hoha fela ilizola hao, lichomo he muatengi, miusupe munu anawa hao, luka chinchabuino.
That sassy bunch of religious fanatics called some big educated scholars of DD, PhDs, walked by him and said, "Now, if you are the Son of God, you saved others, yourself you can't save. Come down off the cross and we'll believe you."
Sikwata sabafitelezi batumelwa hulusani. Sabi zabai tuti babatuna, bama DD, PhD. Bamu fita fakao fimibali. Chwale haiba ikuwe na mwana mulimu, upilisiza babangwi. Upalewa kuipilisa iliwena, tuluka chwale fasi wapano, miluka kulumela.
They didn't know that they was paying him a compliment. He could have saved himself. But if he saved himself, others he could not save. So he gave himself. Blessed be his name. He gave himself that I could be saved and you could be saved. Oh, what matchless love.
Nebasa azibikuli nebasweli kumulumba. Na akai pilisa iliena. Kono kambe na akai pilisa iliena. Baba ngwi na asike kupa pilisa. Kachwalo ai tobo ha iliena kufuyo ulweli bizola hae. Na ipile iliena kuli nipiliswe. Niwe na ukone kupiliswa. Oh, kili lati olelisa kona halikuli kanyiswa.
He didn't have to be sick, that precious virgin-born body. Didn't have to be sick. But he became sick that he might know how to intercede for me when I was sick.
Nasa luke likukula. Ona mubili omundewani o pepilwe ikimwa lanjo. Hauluke likuba okula. Kono ye na aba ya kula, kuli akone kuziba mwakuni lapelela hanikula.
He didn't have to weary, but he did weary. I read a little history one time on it. I don't know whether it's authentic or not. When he raised that boy from Nain there, from the dead, he sat on a rock and groaned with a headache. Because he had to bear our sickness.
Nasa lukeli kukatala. Kono nana ni kukatala. Nivalili kandenyana ala kale na kwe mwikaona. Anizibi kamba nelila niti kamba ne. Hazu samushima ni yaani wakwa naeni kwani kuzwa kwa bafu. Ayo ina falichwe ni kubilaya la kuopa toho. Kakuli nana ni kulu alama tuku.
He had to bear our sin. And there he died. And on Calvary, when that old bee and death once anchored its stinger, anyone knows when a bee anchors its stinger, it can't sting no more.
Nana ni kulu alasi bisaluna. Mio na cholo ashwa, mifaka uvarifaa ni muka ya kale yani, nilifula chomeka buhazo wayo na hangwi. Mutu kao fela wazibakuli muka hailuma, kipeto haisako na kuluma hape.
When the bee flies away or any insect that stings, when he anchors his stinger, he pulls the stinger out. He's still a bee, but he hasn't got a stinger. The only thing he can do is buzz and make a lot of noise.
Mimuka haifufela kusilikamba kukwani kaufela yeruma, haichomeka buhazo wayona, yachomolanga buhazo wayona. Isa alimuka kono hainamulo mwa buhazo, ntofela ikona kweza, kikufufafela nikutazalila ta lelingata.
That's the only thing that death can do to the believer, is make a lot of noise. But hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. He anchored that stinger of death in his own flesh, Emmanuel did it.
Sani kona sika sinno sifela, seolifu, likona kweza kumulumeli. Kikuta zalila ta lelingata hulu. Kono, hallelujah! Kulumbweli bizola mulena. Na chome kile mulo mwabu hazo wani, mwamu bili wa hae, Emmanuele, na ize cholo.
Rose up again on the third day, shook the stinger out of there.
Amen.
And tomorrow tonight, and his spirit is in this building. And he proves himself alive among us.
Hallelujah.
That's our Messiah. Amen. That's our blessed Savior.
Azua hape kaliza zelabulalu. Anyunga buhazo buwani kuzo mwatengi. Miki yasa shwibu siubo. Mimoewa haya utengi mwamu ya uo. Miwi paka ilie na kuba ya pila mwaharaluna. Yani kiena mesia waluna. Yani kiena mpulisi waluna ya fuyozwi.